Hey everyone, how's it going? My name is Jordan and welcome back to another episode of the Lucky Dip podcast. I think we're on episode number 8 now, which means we've been doing this for 2 months consistently every single week, which is something that we really do love to see. We've had a variety of guests on and I've also had some weeks where I'm by myself talking, and that's going to be another one for this week. It's just going to be me. So we're going to be talking about a variety of things, and real quick before we get into what the topics are going to be, I just want to say that if anybody has never listened to this podcast before, the Lucky Dip podcast is centered mostly around esports and gaming, and that's just because I'm a co-founder of a Western Canadian esports organization called Cryus Gaming, where we film content and where we actually have a Rocket League team competing, which is really awesome. We have a few leagues that they're going to be in this summer, and also they've been competing in a lot of tournaments. They also stream all the time and make content with us, which is great. So that's kind of what this podcast is usually about, just gaming things. It's not always about Cryus. You know, sometimes we have guests on who might be related to gaming in one way or another, or sometimes I'll just talk about esports in general, or just my experiences or video games or whatever the case may be. So I just like to do a little minute intro for anyone who hasn't heard before, and if anybody is returning, I appreciate it. Thank you for being back for another episode. Hope you guys enjoy this one. It's going to be pretty interesting for sure. I mean, all of them are. Let's just get real. You know what I'm saying? Every week is... I've enjoyed doing this. Let's just say that. Every week I really have a good time and I really enjoy everybody who likes to listen, and I like doing these podcast episodes. So without any further ado, let's go into what we're going to be talking about today. So I have a variety of things we're going to kind of get into, but the main topic is going to be why esports. All right, because, you know, when you hear people talk about wanting to get into esports or gaming, you want to kind of know why they're in, you know, I guess why they're in the industry, why they want to go into the industry, and whether that's just because they want to get money, which probably isn't the right option to do, or if it's because they love a certain game, or they, there's different aspects to esports, which I think is really interesting. So I just want to talk about why I want to get into esports eventually, and I'm aware that, it, you know, it probably won't happen right away. Like, granted, I am, you know, doing stuff with the esports organization with Cryus Gaming and stuff and trying to help build Canadian esports, especially here in Western Canada. But at this point, that's not something that is sustainable full time. I had an episode, I think it was episode number 6 of the podcast, where I kind of talked about, like, the reality of having an esports startup. And that's simply kind of the summary of that one. You can go back and listen to the full episode, of course. I mean, I dive more deeply into it in that episode, but the gist of it, the summary of it, is sort of that it's esports, especially in Western Canada here, it's a little too early to kind of take it full time. So it's more of like something you have to do on the side until it gets built up a lot more. It's hard to work in the States because they'd have to sponsor you, you'd have to get visas, and you know, there's a lot of people in the States who are talented. Their talent pool is pretty high, and there's also just a bigger population down there. And also, it's hard to break into esports immediately after college and whatnot because you don't really have any experience. And esports is sort of at the place now where it's a bit more, I don't know what the word is. It's a little bit more matured. Again, not really much here in Canada, but like in general, the scene isn't as new. So they kind of, you know, orgs and everything are a bit more established. And so they want people who have experience. And that might not necessarily be in esports, but they want somebody who has a few years under their belt of whatever the case may be, whether it's marketing or communications or partnerships or social media, you know, anything like that. Like, you can't just hop out of university or college and just expect to get everything, which, you know, like, I kind of knew that, but I was also kind of hoping that it wouldn't be the case, but it pretty much is going to be the case for me. So it looks like I'm going to have to probably, you know, get a different job for a little bit and get some experience under my belt, and hopefully get a job in the field of marketing or partnerships or anything like that, because that's kind of what I'm found that I'm a little more interested in, rather than just doing broadcasting, let's say, because I have a degree in broadcasting. But I you know, I've done radio for a little bit. I don't really want to do radio. I don't want to do like TV or news or anything. And, you know, social media stuff I can kind of do on the side, like the podcast or like making YouTube videos and building Cryus, doing all that stuff is all things that I already am kind of doing. So I think that the most beneficial thing for me would be to get a job in marketing or a job dealing with brand partnerships or anything like that, so I can learn something new, or communications as well. Learn something new, get a little bit of experience, under my belt, and then I can either apply that to esports, try to, break into the industry a little bit and work for somebody else for a bit before I can take Cryze full time. Or you never know, things might happen, and I can take this after that job and take Cryze full time with all the new knowledge that I have, or hire some people because I'll know how to do things a bit more as we kind of mature, not only as people but as an organization, as we continue competing and growing our fan base and stuff. So that's kind of what this podcast is going to be about. I know I already went on a tiny bit of a tangent there, but I'm going to loop it back. So mainly we're going to talk about esports, why I'm interested in it. But first, I just want to give a huge shout out to Hawk Nelson from NRG. He is a great guy, and he and Joe, I can't pronounce his last name, but they have a podcast called The Hawk and Joe Esports Show. And every week they have new episodes. They talk about stuff that went on at Energy with the teams that they have there, since they have, Rocket League team, Call of Duty team with Optic and Hex and those guys. And then they also just talk about topics within the industry, and it is super, super insightful. They're really chill guys. They're really interesting to listen to. And they had a recent podcast with the topic being around how they broke into the esports scene. And near the end of the episode, they said that if anybody is still listening to the podcast, to reach out to them and they'll chat for half an hour or so. And I did that. I DM'd Hawk on Twitter and he responded. And yesterday morning we had a meeting for about half an hour to just talk. And it was really great. He was a super nice guy. I'm very thankful that he took the time out of his day in the morning before, it was about 9 a.m. So kind of when things are getting started in the day to chat with me. And I kind of had some questions that I wanted to ask, which I won't go into very much specifics about because, that was kind of just like a personal conversation. But it was about esports, and I can say that lots of the stuff that he said sort of helped, but also were things that I was like, I kind of knew, but not really. Mainly we talked about partnerships. I just kind of asked about stuff relating to how they kind of work or mistakes that orgs have made. And, he's seen our YouTube videos. I don't know if he's watched them all, but he's like looked at our YouTube, he looked at our Twitter, and basically for Cryze Gaming, I should say. And he pretty much said that what we're doing is really good and it's a great start, but, it's a long way off still from brands being able to work with you. And that's kind of when it solidified too, that I will need to get a different job, which he kind of said, and that was sort of some of his advice. That's why I brought this up at the start of the podcast, getting a job for a couple of years to gain experiences, because he was saying that, orgs and stuff and esports in Canada, like, he's not Canadian, of course, they're American, they're in Chicago and stuff, and they work with Energy. So he was saying that in Canada, it's just not built up as much, and that even in the States, orgs and whatnot look for people who have more experience. So he said the best thing to do is go and get a job. Like, already you have a degree, which is nice, but go out, get a job for a couple of years and keep building your own thing that sets you apart. So for me, that is building Cryze Gaming, filming content on YouTube, on TikTok, having a competitive team in Rocket League. All that stuff is really great. So Alex and I, the co-founder of Cryze Gaming, are doing a great job with that already, but it's not going to be sustainable because the majority of money that you make as an organization, besides ad revenue and all these other little things, are brand deals and partnerships and sponsorships. And you're a long way off when you only have 20 subscribers and 20 followers on Twitter. So, brands aren't going to give you the time of day yet, which, that's what I wanted to hear, right? Because we can kind of have where we're stuck in our little bubble and we're like, maybe that's a possibility. Like, I'm not dumb. I knew that brands weren't going to want to work with us yet because we are very, very small. We're brand new. We've only been around for 2 months. So I knew that was coming, but when you hear it from somebody who works for one of the biggest orgs in the States, it kind of helps put it in perspective and be like, yeah, you know what? This has been really fun, but I think in order to kind of keep building it, I have to go get a job now, kind of work on marketing, work in partnerships, or just, gain a whole bunch of valuable experience that I can then bring into esports, and hopefully the industry will help build the industry as we go, but it's not something that you can do full time right now. So those are kind of just the things that he said. Again, we talked about partnerships and whatnot, and it was really great. So again, thank you to Hawk for hopping on a call with me for a little bit there. And great guy. If you want to learn more about esports, you want to hear two guys from Energy just talk esports every week, definitely check out Hawk and Joe Esports Show. I'll leave the link in the description below, and definitely worth checking out. They have a lot of great episodes. And they've been doing it for about as long as I have. I think they have 9 episodes out, might be 10. So we kind of started this around the same time, which is awesome. So that was just the first part. I just wanted to say that. But now let's actually get into the main topic for today, which is going to be about how I kind of got into esports, what I like about it, and all of that juicy good stuff. Again, this, I'm not sure how long this podcast will run for, but probably around 40 minutes or so is what I'm going for, because I enjoy talking and I like telling some stories, and I hope that you guys enjoy listening. I say this every time, every podcast, listen to this in 2x speed. It makes me sound like I have my thoughts together a little bit more, because it's just rapid fire information coming out. And then also, it doesn't take up, you know, an hour of your time. It takes up 20 minutes, half an hour, right? I mean, you don't have to. Obviously, do what you want. That's just what I do. Okay, so why do I want to go into esports? Let's bring this back a little bit. So video games have always, like I'm talking always, been a big part of my life. When I was first going to like day home, you know, it's a little different than daycare. Daycares are like more like facilities, I guess you could say, with like lots of kids and stuff. But day homes are like in somebody's home and there might only be a few other kids there. So when I was at a day home for a little bit, all that their kids would do, so not the other kids in the day home, but like, you know, the people who are running the day home. I'm getting way too complex into this. Anyways, they had a PlayStation 2, and that's like all that the kids would play. You know, I never got to play. I would just watch. So that's why for me, watching people play video games is natural. I've been doing it since I was a kid. It's nothing new to me, but that's where it all started. They would always play PlayStation 2. And ever since then, I was like super into gaming. I was like, I want to start playing video games and whatnot. They played Spyro, Crash Bandicoot, all these games. Need for Speed. What was the big one? It wasn't Need for Speed. It was, maybe it was Need for Speed. I think it was. I don't know. When you get cops on you and you have like stars, it's not Grand Theft Auto. It might have been Need for Speed. Anyways, there was car racing games and everything that we'd get into. So that's where it first started. It piqued my interest. And then personally, I think I got a Wii and a Game Boy Advance, so kind of Nintendo stuff was like the first video game, I guess the first like opening into video games, you could say, that I had. And then I think the very, very first console that I ever had was a PlayStation 2, because that's what everybody at that place, daycare, played. And then the biggest game that I had during that, again, were racing games and also Rock Band. I played that all the time. And I played the drums, the guitar, the bass, everything you could think of. And that kind of got me into drumming. And the funny part about that is, like, around this time, I think I went to my second day home. So my first day home, they played Spyro, played all those games. Then I went to another day home when I was a little bit older. And that's when we'd all play Rock Band. So again, still PlayStation 2, but we'd play Rock Band. That was the game to play. But at my house, I mostly played Wii and what did I say the other one was called? Oh, Game Boy Advance. Like, those are like my first things that I ever played. Then I got a PlayStation 2. Played a bunch of Rock Band with these guys, and it was insane. So shortly after that, and I guess another thing I should mention, is that my cousins as well, they live out in BC. They also gamed all the time, right? And I used to think it was the coolest thing. Again, that's all we'd do. I'd sit down and watch them game for a couple hours, right, when we'd go out to visit them. So video games has literally always been a part of my life. And some of my best memories are from video games. And I didn't really get serious into playing that much until I think I was in junior high. And that's when, I don't even know how I stumbled upon it, but I started playing Call of Duty. And I think the first one I ever played was Modern Warfare 2. And that's, I think, a little after it already had come out. So the first like new game, you could say, that I played was Black Ops 1. And I grinded that game. I sucked. I was so bad. It took me a really long time to get better at Call of Duty. And even now, I'm not like a really good player, but I can hold my own. Like, I'm pretty decent now. But it took me a long time. But I had so much fun playing Call of Duty. That's all me and my buddies would do. And literally, we'd play for hours. Like, hours just playing. And again, some of my best memories are when I'm just gaming with my friends, playing Call of Duty late at night. You're on the comms. It's just great. I don't even know how to explain how good that feels. I think around this time I won an Xbox 360 at a festival near my house. So we'd be on Xbox Live all the time. Dude, just even thinking about that just makes me so happy, because it just doesn't feel the same anymore. Like, you know, you could think of it as being sad because it doesn't feel the same, but like when you think back to it, you feel happy just because the memories were so good. So anyways, I played Call of Duty all the time. That was the game that I played. And here and there, I'd play, like, you know, single-player games. And there was a couple of years with Call of Duty when like I didn't like the game very much, and I should also say that I never watched competitive or anything. So all I would do is just play the game, have a lot of fun, watch YouTube videos about it, but never competitive. Call of Duty, so not really the esports side of things, but just the entertainment side. And at this time, I was probably watching Optic Scumpy. I think near Black Ops 2 is when I started watching them. So I kind of knew about Optic and that they competed, but I never really watched any competitive until a couple of years ago. So, yeah, I played every single Call of Duty. Every single one, except Infinite Warfare. I don't even know what year that came out, but that's the only Call of Duty I didn't play. And I don't remember why. I just didn't feel like it. I just didn't feel like it. So there's a bit of a dry spell there. A little gap between the Call of Duties was just during Infinite Warfare. I just didn't play any Call of Duty. I must have played something else, but I don't remember what it was. Because I always kept gaming. It's just, I would have periods when I was younger where like I didn't really feel like gaming as much. But that's off topic. So a few years ago, I mean, ever since we were little, like, I always wanted to make gaming videos because I thought they were awesome and I didn't know how to stream. I mean, streaming was pretty new even back then. So what I would do, I didn't know about capture cards. I didn't know about any of this stuff. So what I did is I had an old video camera and I would zoom into my TV for any replays that I had saved. And I would just watch them and commentate on them because commentary videos were like the ones that were really popular at the time. It was just a full gameplay, no face cam, not a very good microphone. And you just talk about something while the gameplay is going on in the background. Sometimes you're not even talking about the gameplay. You're just talking about life or stories. And I'd watch CNanners. Mostly I'd watch CNanners. I'd watch Only Use Me Blade. All these guys who would just, they were good at the game. And I would just listen to their stories and watch the gameplay. And so I wanted the same thing. So like I said, I just had a camera zoomed into the TV and recorded stuff. And I did that for a little while. Like I stopped doing the commentaries, but I do sniper clips at, which were horrible. They were not good sniper clips. And I'd make a couple of sniper montages. And, you know, kind of making some gaming content because that's really what I like doing. And then I just kind of stopped filming that for a little bit. Stopped gaming for a little bit, like I kind of mentioned. So that it just, I don't know why. I just didn't really feel like doing it very much anymore. But I never stopped gaming. Then I kind of got more into, like, throughout this entire time, like, since I was about, I think, 11 or 12, I was making YouTube videos, weren't gaming videos. I mean, I did a couple of those, but mostly it was just, you know, YouTube videos, like just silly little videos when you're a kid, posting them online. And then also skits and stuff I used to do a lot of, and mostly I did animal videos. Only reason I bring that up is because I've always been into making YouTube videos, and I dabbled in making gaming videos, but I never really got too deep into it. I did have my channel called Vertical Rooster. Like, that's my gamer tag. I've had that since I was in high school. I don't even know why. I don't even remember how I really got it. It's just, that's just what I've had forever. But I'd make YouTube videos and stuff literally all the time. That's what I wanted to do when I was older. I wanted to be a YouTuber. And this will all come full circle. Don't worry, everybody. I'm going to bring this back in. But I just want to give the full story, the full perspective, you could say. And that's the beauty of a podcast. You can go a little more in depth. You can take little rabbit holes here and there and just bring it back to the top every so often. So talked a bit about gaming, why I liked it so much. I was making YouTube videos the whole entire time, doing collaborations. I was doing literally everything. And now I did make the channel Vertical Rooster, I think in 2014, right? I only posted maybe, I don't even know, 4 or 5 videos in total. And then it was just nothing for like years until, oh, I don't even know when, maybe 2018, 2019, when I kind of learned how to stream. And I remember it so vividly because Brayden, who was on the podcast a few episodes ago, we always thought you needed capture cards and we didn't know how to set them up and we didn't want to buy them. And then all of a sudden we found out one day that you can stream directly from your Xbox One, right? So ever since then, I kind of started streaming first, and I'd just do a whole bunch of videos whenever we were streaming. Then we both got PS4s, and then we both started streaming because we could, again, stream directly from a PS4 to Twitch. So we do that, and then we started getting the face cam and everything. And it kind of just blew up from there. We're like, we'd stream, and then I'd make YouTube videos for Vertical Rooster, and Brayden would stream a lot. He didn't really make YouTube videos or anything, but he just kept streaming. And this is like more recent, like when I'm in university is when I kind of started doing that. And then I had the idea in 2019, so about 2 years ago, a little over 2 years ago, for Cryus Gaming. So I always wanted to have an org, and I just thought that'd be so cool being like the other guys, you know, like the optics or the phases. And like, mainly the thing is it started out as I wanted to have an org that was mostly focused on creating content. So when I wanted to make Cryos Gaming in 2019, again, I didn't watch competitive esports or anything. So I just wanted to have like a clan in a sense where like everybody would be like content creators under Cryos Gaming, and we'd have streamers and make YouTube videos together and do all that stuff. And like, I'd be one of the creators on there because, again, at the time I was making lots of YouTube videos and stuff. So that's what the original vision was. And I knew that I did want to get into competitive. And this is kind of when Fortnite was like blowing up or like it was really big. So I wanted to have like a Fortnite team and whatnot, and like some Fortnite creators. And Call of Duty was on my mind for competitive later down the line because it wasn't franchised yet, so you could still get into stuff without a $20 million buy-in and only like 12 teams or whatever there is. So that was kind of on my mind, but not really. So it was mostly competitive Fortnite and making content. That's what I wanted to do. So I made the name Cryos Gaming. My sister and I found it. I added an extra I. Cryos is the Titan of the Constellations. It means Ram. He looks cool. He's got a helmet. He's less known than some of the other Titans, the other Greek gods. And the name, it hasn't been used for anything. So we thought that idea was awesome. So I made a social media account on Twitter, made the YouTube channel, and then did nothing with it because I remember I was sitting there. I was like, I do not even know the first step to how to build any of this. I had no idea. So I kind of just stopped. I didn't do anything. I didn't make a single tweet. I didn't make a single YouTube video for Cryos Gaming. I just forgot about it, put it away, and didn't bring it up until earlier this year. That's it, right? So I made it, didn't use it, because I did not know what to do. And then, so during this time, let's just wrap this back a little bit. So during this time, like, because this is all about why I want to get into esports. It's mainly because I've always had a love for gaming. I've had a love for esports. I've had a love for watching these videos, building communities, being part of communities, making YouTube videos, streaming. You know, it's not just playing the game, because I never wanted to play the game at a level that got me into competitive. Like, I never wanted to be a pro player, right? Like, throughout this, like, there were some times when we would play game battles and stuff, and like, some of those were pretty fun. That was in Black Ops 4. But never, like, did I want to, like, focus, watch replays, watch VODs, you know, any of this, or, like, really, really practice. And that's where I kind of, first, it's because I'm not good enough, and second, it's because I just like making content, and I kind of also realized I would like the feeling of my team competing, right? Because I never really watched sports that much when I was growing up, but when I kind of started getting a little more into competitive Call of Duty, which was around Black Ops 4, I kind of got a bit into it. And then Braden would kind of tell me about it and stuff, and I'd get hyped, and like, he'd be playing game battles and stuff with a trio, and when they would be doing good, I'd be getting hyped, and they'd be streaming it, and I was like, this is what I like. I like being behind the scenes, but helping them with their stream, helping make little YouTube videos, doing all of this and that, managing. So I was like, that's what I kind of like doing. And this is back in 2019, right? So a couple of years ago, that's when I decided I don't want to be a competitive player, but I really like esports. I'm starting to get more into the esports side, which is more of that competitive side. I've always liked making YouTube videos. I've always loved playing video games. I'm streaming a little bit. I want to get some content creators together. So I want to do this, but I just didn't know how, right? So sorry if I kind of explained that horribly. It's kind of hard to like remember exactly how it happened, because like in my head, there's all the thoughts rolling around of like, oh, well, I did this and this and that, but I have to try to make it easy to understand. So sorry if I went back a little bit there, but the point is that I always kind of wanted to do it, and I didn't realize till 2019 that the way I could potentially do it would be through having my own team. And during this time, I was in broadcasting, like I was working on my degree, so I was learning a lot of new skills about just broadcasting, how to work, operate different cameras, editing techniques, doing radio, so learning about audio stuff, learning about just camera techniques, like all of these things that I was learning about, just marketing a little bit in general and ethics and whatever the case may be. Like, I was learning a lot of stuff, and that's when Alex, of course, who is the co-founder of Cryos Gaming, was in my class. Well, we were, you know, graduated together too, so we were always in the same classes and stuff, and he also liked gaming. So, you know, we made the joke in 2019 about like, oh, it'd be sick. I remember specifically because we had to do an assignment where we applied to like our dream job, and both of us found a job opening on 100 Thieves for like a video producer, manager, whatever the case was. I can't quite remember. And we were like, yo, that'd be so sick. And then we were talking and stuff, and he liked League of Legends, so he'd tell me about some of the League of Legends videos that people would post that were really good. And I talked a little bit about like Vision with Optic and how all these videos are so cool and how they made nice content. And we both said, like, how cool would it be to work for one of these huge orgs and like follow the players around and make content around them and podcasts and live videos and, you know, all this crazy stuff. We're like, that would be so sick. And then we also had the joke about like, oh, well, it's all in the States, that's too hard to do, so let's just make our own. But again, nothing happened. So at this time, I kind of had Christ Gaming in my head because I had already made it in a sense, but I didn't have anything done with it. So I didn't really bring it up. But we joked about it, okay? So now we're going to fast forward a few years, okay, until like last year. So again, throughout the whole time, I'm working on my degree. I'm making YouTube videos a little bit still. Trying to figure out what I like, but the problem with making the YouTube videos, which I've probably mentioned before on a podcast, is that I just didn't know what to film YouTube videos about. So all throughout junior high and into high school, I was working at a pet store, and this is why I brought up that I used to film animals and make those type of videos, because I had foster animals, I had all these different types of animals, from reptiles to birds to bunnies. So I'd nurse them back to health, make videos about it, and like my videos had a purpose, my channel had a purpose, right? After that was all done, I didn't really have a purpose for making videos, right? And I always struggled with that because I was like, what would people want to watch? Like, nothing that I really do. That's why I kind of did a little bit of gaming, but I was like, not good enough to make people watch just because of my gameplay. And sometimes I didn't really, like, feel like streaming or anything. So I did that gaming stuff for a little bit, but I was like, what? Like, what? I don't know what to do, you know? Because I don't want to build my own personal brand in gaming. It's like, I want to build a brand in gaming. Like, I want to build an org. So throughout this entire time, still making a little bit of YouTube videos, but nothing really, because I just did not know what to make. And I was like, I don't know what people don't want to watch. I don't know what to make. So last year, one of these other guys in our class, who's also in esports, kind of came to Alex and I, well, individually, and said that he's starting like an organization. Well, I didn't really say an organization. He said he's doing like this esports thing where it's going to be a magazine that's going to come out every month, and it's going to be about esports and like trying to build communities up in like Alberta and Canada and all that stuff. So I helped him with that for almost a year. So every month I'd write articles, I would help a little bit with social media and do things like that. And then Alex was also on board, and during this time we were also all doing our internships. So I was doing an internship with a film festival, doing marketing stuff last year. Alex was doing podcasting stuff with Active City, I think it was called, through Mount Royal University, through the Entrepreneurship and Innovation Institute, right? Which is a big connection, which I'll say in a second. And then this other guy that we did stuff with was doing a internship with this media production company. So lots of like post-production, editing, all that. So we were all doing like a little bit different things, but we'd always come together for gaming and make these monthly issues in a magazine, digital magazine format. But we kind of took it a bit seriously, and then we were going to like switch over, like after our internships were done and like the, you know, school year was starting in September of last year, September of 2020, I think it was. Yeah. September 2020, we decided to shift the focus from just being a magazine to like, maybe we'll focus on collegiate level events and we'll do statistics and stuff. And for me, this is when I was like, this might be what springboards me into the industry, because previous to this, I had never done anything really in the industry besides making my own personal YouTube videos about gaming and also doing some streaming, right? But again, I had the idea of Christ Gaming. I knew I wanted to have some competitive teams now, because at that time I was watching Call of Duty competitively, like throughout that entire year, which was Modern Warfare. So I'd watch all the competitive games. I was really up on the scene, really in touch with it, I guess you could say. I was following everybody. So I'm like, I want to have my own team. Like, that would be insane. I want to make content, but I also want to have my own teams now. Like, that would be sweet. So I always knew that doing the statistics and doing collegiate and everything wasn't really what I wanted to do. But, you know, I was like, maybe I'll learn some stuff, I'll meet some people, and I'll have some experience behind me where I can eventually build my own org after. So we're doing this and stuff for a few months, and then I know this is a long-winded story. Again, I apologize, but it's kind of why I want to get into esports. Like, it all makes sense. So near the end of, in December of 2020, December of last year, Alex was like, yo, we have an opportunity to join this Launchpad Accelerator program, because the professor, like the instructor for that, was my old boss for my internship that I did when I was doing the podcasts, all right? So we now had this opportunity to go into a business class to focus completely on building this esports thing, right? So we had an interview, because you can't just like join it, like you have to get accepted into it. We had an interview, we kind of explained what we were sort of doing with this company and whatnot, and we got into the class, right? So this is January until like April of this year now. We've been in the class, we were grinding for the first half of the semester from January to March, I believe. We were still part of that company, so there's three of us. We were going out doing a whole bunch of research in the industry, we were talking to people, making connections. That's all we were doing, really, is like kind of trying to see where we can fit in, what problems there are in the esports industry in Canada. And most of that is fragmentation, not huge communities being built, not a lot of rivalries at events. There's no other big organizations really to drive competition, to drive viewership. So those are some problems that we found. And ultimately, we just had different ideas about which way to go about fixing that in being the solution, I guess. We had different ideas of what the solution was. So, of course, you can tell the way that Alex and I went is we're going to have a competitive team. We're going to make YouTube videos. We're going to build an audience. We're going to try to create some rivalries. We're going to try to create content, build a fan base, all that stuff. And the other guy who we're with didn't feel like doing that, with no hard feelings or anything, obviously. I mean, we're the ones who kind of split off and like made that decision. He didn't really do that at all. He said like down the road, obviously, we can split off. But then Alex and I are like, no, I think we have to do this now because we just have different ideas on what to do, how to grow the industry. So we split off from that company and still had like a month left in that class or whatever. So everything we were doing from then on was focusing on Christ, building Christ, still talking to people, trying to like kind of come up with like a roadmap of what to do and how to do it. And yeah, so we did that for a couple of months. And then it was just in May when things really got rolling after we graduated. And one day after we had socials made, we had YouTube videos, like ideas, we had TikToks made, we had all this stuff going. And all of a sudden we're like, we should probably just find a team. So we found a Rocket League team, did our announcements and stuff a couple weeks ago. We have them competing already. Like, things have moved so fast. It's just crazy. And I guess that entire story is to kind of tell you that what I really like about esports, why I really want to get into esports, is because I like being my own boss, okay? I like managing. I like doing some marketing stuff. I want to work with brands and partnerships. I like making videos. I've always liked making videos. I love this creative aspect to the industry where we can make podcasts, we can make YouTube series, we can do collaborations with everybody else. And it's not like traditional sports where everything's just on TV and all you see is the games. It's like we can go in depth on how we're doing stuff. We can go on social media. I know I've said this before. So it's like, that's the part that I really, really like, okay? And I like working for myself. I'll be honest, it's great. If I was making money, I'd do this forever right now, starting right now, and I'd grind even harder because we're getting paychecks. But it's so hard when you're not getting paychecks because you're doing everything without making any money. Now, this is the important distinction, okay? Some people come into the industry, any industry, right? That could be gaming, that could be making YouTube videos, anything. And all they want to do from it is to get rich. Now, I don't want to say that's a bad thing to do because obviously you need money. But it's just not the right mentality because you're going to get burnt out and you're going to get discouraged because you're not really doing it because you love it. You're doing it because you want to make money off it and be rich. So if you're not making money, you're going to be a little bit miserable, okay? So I'm not doing this for the money. I'm not doing this to get rich. Yes, I do want to make money. Yes, I do want to be successful. Yes, I do hope that I can, you know, get a little bit of cash, a little bit of richness through this, obviously. But that's not the main motive for why I'm doing it. I've been into gaming since I was a kid, right? I had the idea for Christ Gaming in 2019. I've been wanting to do this for so long because I really like doing it. I just didn't know how to do it until this year, right? And then when Alex hopped on board as the co-founder and stuff, like, so now there's two of us helping guide this and doing it. I would never have thought 2 years ago that when I thought of Christ Gaming, that 2 years later, I'd have a competitive Rocket League team competing, filming YouTube videos about them, making TikToks. I would never have thought that. I never would have thought that we would win a pitch and make some money from it, right? So that is what I'm telling you. It's through passion. It's through wanting to work on my own. It's from the love of making content, whether that's YouTube videos, TikToks, podcasts, all of that. And also the drive for wanting to have a competitive team, not being the competitor, right? I don't want to be the player, but having my guys in there. Or girls. I want to have a girl team. That'd be insane. Like, I want to build the communities up. I want to make esports successful. And yes, obviously I want to benefit from that, but I'm not going into this with a lot of money going, pour this in, make it happen. We're going into this with no money. And I'm also not going into this expecting, and the only reason, the only motivator to make money. I'm doing this because I love it. I'm doing this because I love the industry. I love video games. I love competitive esports now that I got into a little more recently. And I've always loved the creation, the content creation, the community, the people, the fans. So that's why I'm doing this, okay? That's why I know that one day we will be successful with Christ Gaming and I will be successful with what I'm doing because it's a passion. I've been doing this stuff forever on YouTube. And here's the thing too. The viewpoint that I don't agree with is you shouldn't go into this wanting to make money, right? I know that I said you can't really go into this with the mindset of I'm doing this just to make money, just to be rich, but you need to have money in order to survive, all right? So when I was making YouTube videos, I did not get paid for the longest time. I remember when I could first monetize my videos, it took me, I think, a year before I even made a dollar, right? I was making like 0.03 cents for like months. And then I got my first paycheck, $100. That's the threshold on YouTube. You can make it other things, but the minimum is $100. I got that and I was like, oh my goodness. I just made money off of YouTube videos. This has never happened before, right? And now I've been getting constant paychecks from YouTube and I haven't even made a video since January on my personal channel, right? So I guess what I'm trying to say is that I love doing this and I've never made a lot of money from it. I only made a little bit of money from YouTube. And when I say paycheck, I mean like I'm getting $100 a month. That's not very much money. It's cool, yes, but it's like $1,000 a year only. You know what I mean? Like it's not crazy. I'm not out here balling or anything, right? But the point is that when you can make some money off of what you love doing, it is so much fun because then you can focus all your time on it. So right now with gaming, we haven't made any money from it. So that's not my main motivation, but I am motivated to make money. I really hope that I'm making that distinction clear because I'm pro making money in the industry and whatnot and being successful and being, you know, being the boss and being happy with what you do and building a huge org. But I'm also on the mindset of like, I'm doing it because I love it. But obviously I need to make money A and B. Yes, I want to be successful. Like that's the mentality I've always had. I've always thought I'm going to be successful. It might not be the traditional way of I'm going to go work a job where you make $100,000 a year doing engineering or something, whatever the case may be. I'm not going to do that because I don't want to do that. I want to build my own thing. Yes, it's going to be hard. Yes, it's going to be a little more difficult. It might take a little while, but that's what I want to do. I've always had that mindset that I'm going to be successful. It's just going to take a bit of time and whatever I do, it's going to be fun, okay? It's going to be what I want to do. Life's too short. I don't want to be sitting there working some 9-to-5 forever. And if you do that, I'm not knocking you. If you want to do that, that's great. If you want to just do something on the weekends, that's fine. But I don't want to. I've never wanted to work just 9-to-5, okay? Every job that I've had, I either work early in the mornings, 10-hour days, or I'm working weird hours till like 2 in the morning when I work at the radio station. Like, I like having a schedule, but I also like having that all over the place. So I don't know. That's just a little point that I brought up. It doesn't really have anything to do with it. Besides, like, I know that I can put time into this and any hours work. Like, we'll have meetings at like 10 p.m. with our players. So they'll be in tournaments. I'm watching Twitch streams for like 3 hours. You know what I mean? Like, I like doing that stuff. I like making content. I've always been doing this. So, yeah, I think that just about wraps it up. I just get really passionate about this stuff because it's stuff that I really, really like. And now I have a place to not really vent about it, but sort of a medium on this podcast to talk about it, to talk about my interests, to talk about how I got into it in a little bit more in depth than a 45-second TikTok or a 5-minute YouTube video, right? This is where we can just sit back, relax, chat, have a good time, learn a few things, and tell stories. And that's why I love doing podcasts. I've always loved doing podcasts. That is the one thing that I learned about radio that is really great is that it's a good medium to just sit back and listen to somebody talk. Really great. Sometimes video stuff is, I like video stuff, but you know, you just can't get as much out of it, in my opinion, as you can through audio, just by listening. Pop in those earbuds, go for a walk, listen to me talk for 20 minutes, if you listen to 2x speed. If you don't, it's 40 minutes, but that's okay. Okay, I'm just going to check my list here, make sure I talked about everything. Yeah, I think I talked about everything that I wanted to talk about. I think I touched on all the points. Might have went a bit far in depth on some of them, I apologize, but you know what? No, I don't, because I think it's interesting. It all builds into the main storyline about why I want to do this, why I'm excited for it, and how I know that right now that path isn't straight and narrow. You know, it's not like I have an exact path to take to be like, if I do this for 6 months and I'll gain this and I'll do this sponsorship, then do this, that, and then I can do this, blah, blah, blah. It's like, I'll probably have to get a job right now doing something else and learn a lot of like learn a lot of new things, learn some new skills, meet some more people, continue building Cryus, and then maybe get in the esports industry to get even more knowledge, or take Cryus full time right away. I don't know how it's gonna pan out. I don't know what's gonna happen. I just know that whatever it is, we're gonna do it. We're gonna be successful. We're gonna have fun, and I'm gonna bring you guys along the journey with us and with me, with everything that we do. So with that said, this is now the end of the 8th episode of the Lucky Dip podcast. I think next week we're gonna have a guest on, probably another Rocket League player from Cryus Gaming, and you can look forward to that. I just like splitting it up. I know I've said it before, but I like having, you know, a week on, a week off with the guest. So it's not just all Rocket League, Rocket League, Rocket League. It's kind of, you know, my perspective on stuff, guests, the whole thing. All right, everybody. Thank you for listening to this episode. I will see you next week. Check out our YouTube channel at Cryus Gaming. We have some new videos that have come out. We have some new ones coming out soon. Check out our TikToks. Follow us on Twitter. Follow me on Twitter at vertical_rooster. And that's everything. All right. Have a good one. See you guys later. Bye.